Hello, and welcome to another episode of Lost in the Stars podcast. I am your host, Maddie, and today's story is a bit longer than the last one, so let's just jump right in. This story is called Obsessed with a Ghost. Everyone has hyperfixations, whether it's a movie, someone famous, music, or dinosaurs. Everyone has something that sparks their interest. And for a girl named Delilah, her obsession was a bit less conventional. Delilah sat on her floor, crisscross applesauce, surrounded by piles and piles of documents and papers. There was a printed out picture of a girl smiling, her long, lush red hair blowing in the wind, and she had freckles resting on her face. "Ugh," Delilah said out of frustration, "why can't I figure this out?" She heard a knock on her bedroom door. "What?" When her dad opened the door, he saw Delilah's chaotic room. The floor was scattered with papers, and her tack board was filled with purple yarn, post-its, and index cards. The curtains were closed, and her desk lamp was the only thing illuminating the room. "I thought those mystery murder board things were supposed to have red yarn." "Yeah, they are, but I only had purple." She was noticeably still frustrated. "Couldn't figure it out, huh?" Delilah's dad was a cop in the town, and he actually worked on the case for about a year. He convinced his bosses to give his daughter some of the case files so she could study the case. Since it was officially closed, they let her take a look. Delilah loved true crime, and this case especially intrigued her. 5 years ago, there was a girl the same age as Delilah now in the same town, and she was murdered. About 2 years later, her parents moved away, then 2.5 years went by with no progress, so they eventually had to close it. Everyone seemed to move on, and Delilah tried to forget about it, but she just couldn't let it go. "No, I don't understand. How are there so few suspects? Why is there almost no security footage? Where is all the evidence?" "Well, it did happen in a forest. It's not like there's much security footage in a forest." Delilah sighed. "Don't beat yourself up over it. Professionals couldn't figure out who did it." He walked out of the room, closing the door behind him. "So, did he make any progress?" Nikki asked as she and Delilah walked around the track during gym class. It was unusually warm for November, so the teachers let the students go outside and enjoy the weather before it went back to freezing. "No, there isn't enough info, and the interviews aren't even helpful. Everyone has an alibi for that night." "Well, I guess that means you can spend your time hanging out with me again." Nikki smiled and batted her eyes. "Not quite. I have one last resort." "Come on, you've been so obsessed with this case lately that I literally don't even see you outside of school. The last time we did something together was a month ago. When is this whole situation going to be over with?"
When I figure out who killed Bella?"
Nikki groaned. "Great, so I'm never going to see my best friend again." Delilah laughed. "You're going to see me, don't worry. I'll solve it. I have to solve it." "Delilah, not even the cops could solve it. You're not going to be able to figure it out. You've been working on it for a month and made no progress. Just lay it to rest." She smiled at Nikki. "Nope." After gym class was over, Delilah went to her English teacher's classroom. Since she had a study hall then, the teacher allowed the students to see other teachers to work or study, so she usually hung out in his room with several other students and did her homework there. He had taught her two older siblings and was her dad's closest friend. "Hey, Delilah," he said as she entered the room. He was working on his computer at one of the students' desks. There were a few other students in his room, as there often were. One was sitting at Mr. Evans' desk, just lounging on the chair while reading. Two others were drawing on the whiteboard, and there was one student in the back who was doing her work. "Hey, Mr. Evans, how's the case going?" She sighed and sat down at the desk next to him. "Awful. It's just dead end after dead end." "Well, that's why it's a cold case." The guy sitting on the chair interrupted their conversation. "Mr. Evans, when do we get our tests back?"
"Not till next week. Some people still need to take it."
"Oh," he said disappointingly. Mr. Evans sighed. "Do you want me to grade yours right now?" He smiled. "Could you?"
Take yours out of the pile and bring it over here. So that's what he did. Delilah then took out her laptop and continued researching until the period ended. Later that night, Delilah exited her old hand-me-down car and walked into the woods. It was late at night. The full trees blocked the moon and hid the few stars of the sky. There was an owl hooting and a cool breeze drifted through her hair. She took out her phone, turned on its flashlight, and started walking into the forest. When she felt she walked deep enough, she sat on the rough ground, opened her backpack, and pulled out a Ouija board. Earlier in the day, she had driven to the thrift shop in her town and bought one. She also picked up some candles. She set the Ouija board on the ground, surrounded it with the 5 candles, and lit them. "Okay," she said to herself. "This is so stupid, but I guess let's try it. Are there any spirits here right now?" She put her fingers on the planchette, and it moved to yes. "Okay. Are any of them teenage girls?" It stayed on yes. "Is there one named Bella Hart?" Again, it stayed on yes. Delilah smiled. "Bella, if you can hear me right now, please make yourself known. I don't know if that's how I'm supposed to summon you, but I would really appreciate it. Thanks." She waited for a minute, but nothing happened. Then another minute, and still nothing. "I should have known this was complete nonsense." Suddenly, a gust of wind blew past her, blowing out all the candles. "Okay," Delilah said. She pulled out her phone and turned on her flashlight, but it didn't turn on. "What the heck?" "Hi," a voice suddenly shouted. "Ah!" Delilah screamed. "Oh, sorry, didn't mean to scare you." Despite her being dead, she had an odd pep and excitement in her voice. Delilah stood up and said in complete shock, "Oh. My. Gosh." Standing in front of her was a red-headed girl with freckles. She was wearing leggings and a sweater, but the sweater was ripped in some places and had some bloodstains on it. She was also much paler than she looked in the pictures. "What, you've never seen a dead person before?"
"No."
"Well, now you have. I'm Bella." She stuck out her hand for Delilah to shake, but then rescinded it, remembering she was a ghost.
"I know who you are."
The shock was still evident in her voice. "I know everything about you."
"Geez, stalker much?"
"You do know that you're dead and were the most talked about case and person for years in this town, right?" "Of course," she smiled.
"You seem awfully chipper for someone who was murdered."
"Oh, that was like, what, 4 to 5 years ago? I've learned to move on. Plus, it's nice talking to someone new and alive. I've been stuck with these same ghosts every day for 5 years. If I have to hear the horse story one more time, I'm going to lose it."
"The horse story? Don't even get me started."
"Sorry if this is abrupt, but who murdered you?"
"Wow, getting right into it."
"It's just that I've been researching your case and the cops closed it and nobody knows what really happened."
"Well, wish I could help you. What's your name?"
"Delilah." "Oh, cute. But anyways, I wish I could help you. But as it turns out, when you're killed, your memory gets pretty hazy." "Great, so I did all of this for nothing." She kicked a tree stump. "I might be able to help a little. I don't remember my last moments, but I do remember my last day. Sort of. Plus, I know I say I've moved on, but between you and me, I'm really curious to find out who did it too."
"Okay, could we discuss it in my car? I'm getting kind of cold."
Delilah forgot to bring her coat because she was so anxious and her thin sweater didn't help against the cold. "Oh, I can't leave the forest."
"Why?"
She rolled her eyes. "Have you not watched any ghost movie or show to ever exist? They're trapped in the place they died until they moved on."
"Duh."
"Well, how was I supposed to know that applied in real life? Everyone knows. It's like basically common sense. Just walk me through what you remember." The next morning, Delilah drove to Nikki's house like always to pick her up before school.
She waited for 10 minutes before Nikki walked out of her house. Nikki's mom waved at Delilah. "Hey, Delilah," she shouted.
"Hey, Mrs. Clements. How you doing, honey?"
"I'm fine, and you?"
"Oh, same old, same old. It's busier than ever with Bella's anniversary coming up. All the news stations are trying to do a story on it, so I gotta make sure mine stands out."
Mrs. Clements was one of the many local reporters who covered Bella's case. As Nikki entered the passenger seat, Delilah jokingly said, "Can you ever be on time? I like to be fashionably late." Delilah smiled and drove down Nikki's huge driveway and out the gates at the front of the property. "I have major Bella Hart news."
"Ooh, tell me, tell me."
"So, last night, I decided to go into the forest to summon her ghost."
"What? I thought you didn't believe in that stuff.
Every time I mention something about spirits or hauntings or stuff like that, you always go on these rants about how ghosts aren't real."
"Yeah, but desperate times come for desperate measures. Anyways, it worked."
"Shut up."
"Yeah.
So who killed her?"
"We don't know."
"What do you mean, we don't know?"
"She doesn't remember her final moments, only her final day.
Plus, her memory is a bit fuzzy considering it's been 5 years.
"That's true. So, can I meet her?"
"Oh, I don't know.
Please, 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 please. Seeing a ghost would be so cool."
"You do realize that she was murdered, right?"
"Still,
I'll think about it."
"I'm gonna take that as a yes."
When they arrived at school, Delilah went straight to Mr. Evans' classroom.
"Hey, Delilah, how you doing?"
"Fine. Could I talk to you about something?"
"Of course."
They went out into the hallway. All the students were either absorbed in their conversations or headed to homeroom.
"So, what's up?"
"You saw Bella on her last day."
"Well, yeah, she was in my AP Lit class."
"No, you saw her after class, right?"
"What do you mean?"
"That's as clear as I can make it. You saw her after class, yes or no?"
"Well, yeah, but I...
How do you know that?"
"I can't reveal my sources."
"But I didn't tell the cops that."
"Exactly, you didn't. So why do you keep it a secret?
What were you doing?" Delilah thought back to her conversation with Bella the night before.
"I remember I was with a teacher after school. It was definitely after school hours. I forgot what time, but the sun was definitely setting by then. And I remember it was one of the most beautiful sunsets I'd ever seen. But anyways, I don't know if he still works there or not, but he had brown hair and blue glasses. Oh, and he wore suspenders. And I remember thinking, why does this teacher wear suspenders, like, literally every day?" Then she went on for another 30 minutes about Bastion, but there was only one teacher in this entire school who wore suspenders.
"Oh, I was just helping her with homework."
He put his hands in his pocket and was fidgeting more than usual.
"You were helping her with homework after school hours?"
"I think we're done for questions for now, but I'll see you in fourth period." He walked back into his classroom and shut the door behind him. The day seemed to go by extra slowly. Delilah knew that Mr. Evans was hiding something. She wasn't stupid. But what was he hiding?
"I know he's not telling me something," Delilah told Nikki in the bustling cafeteria.
They sat at their lunch table at the very edge of the cafeteria. The only other person there was a kid who always had his nose stuck in a book. He was sitting on the other end of the table, so he couldn't hear their conversation.
"You're right. Seems suspicious. We need to embrace our inner spies."
She pulled out the sunglasses in her bag and put them on.
"You look so much like a spy," Delilah sarcastically said.
"Thank you very much." "But, like, what could he be hiding? He's Mr. Evans. In his free time, he builds Legos. He couldn't have possibly killed her, right?"
"You never know. People are full of surprises.
By the way, my brother's home for Thanksgiving break, so if you want to come by and see him real quick." Delilah, Nikki, and her brother James were very close. Delilah's siblings went to college when she was in fourth grade, so she always used to hang out with James and Nikki. She became like an honorary Clemens sibling. Oh, sure. I can't stay too long, though, because I have to get back to the case. Nikki sighed. Of course you do. After school, Nikki and Delilah drove to Nikki's house. They walked inside, and James was sitting on the couch watching The Office. It had been his favorite show since forever. When she was in elementary school, James would always have it on and show some episodes to Nikki and Delilah. Then Mrs. Clemens would condemn James for showing that show to them. She thought they were too young for it. James, Nikki called out for him. Guess who I brought home? He turned around and said, Delilah, hey, how are you? He got off the couch and walked over to her. They fist pumped. I'm good. What about you? How's college? It's pretty good. Med school's already killing me, though. Well, what did you expect? James laughed. So Nikki tells me you're investigating Bella's case. Yeah, I am. You knew her, right? Yep, I had some classes with her. James and Bella were in the same grade and they were in high school. But they weren't friends. Delilah went to the pantry to get a snack when she noticed a lighter that looked like a penguin on the counter. Since when do you guys have a penguin lighter? Oh, I think I found it in my room, James said. It's cool, isn't it? Yeah. She got a bag of chips from their huge pantry. Nikki and James's house always had the best snack foods. Mrs. Clemens walked out of her office and into the kitchen. Oh, hi, Delilah. I thought I heard your voice out here. Hi. If Nikki told me you were coming, I would have made your favorite brownies. Oh, it's no problem. I was just leaving anyways. Why? Nikki asked. I need to work on the case, and I still have schoolwork to do. Case? Mrs. Clemens asked as James went back to watching The Office. Oh, Delilah's trying to solve the Bella Hart case. I literally told you this, Mom. Oh, really? I thought the police closed it. Oh, they did, but I couldn't stop thinking about it, so I decided to give it a go. Well, good luck. Thanks. Then Mrs. Clemens walked back to her office. Well, I should probably get going. Okay, but do you want to see this new movie tomorrow? I heard it was really good. Maybe. Pretty Please with 100 cherries on top. We'll be gone for 3 hours max. Okay, sure. I guess I could take a break. Nikki clapped her hands and smiled. Yay! Then Delilah walked out the front door. She drove home, did most of her homework, grabbed her Ouija board and candles, and headed towards the forest. When she walked deep enough, she summoned Bella Hart's ghost again. Oh, hi, Bella said. Hey, Bella. So, did you make any progress? I did, actually. Continue. Okay, so I talked to Mr. Evans, the teacher you were talking about last night, and he was acting pretty suspicious. Well, did you tell the police? No, there isn't any evidence. Oh. Do you remember anything else he did? Bella sat and thought for a few minutes. I know it was something weird. I, like, never saw him after school hours. What were we doing? She thought for another moment and then it hit her. Oh, I know. He was selling me drugs. What? Delilah was in complete shock. Mr. Evans? Drugs? This is the guy who still watches children's cartoons. Are you sure? Yeah, definitely. It was literally the only time I bought them because my stupid friends wanted to try it, and they were too scared to get it themselves. But are you sure it was Mr. Evans? I don't remember his name, just what he looked like. Okay, but he didn't kill you, did he? I have no idea. Well, try to remember. Delilah raised her voice. Jeez, why are you so mad? Because it can't be Mr. Evans. He would never do something like that. Selling drugs or being a murderer? Both. Delilah couldn't fathom Mr. Evans doing something like that. She had known him practically her entire life. He was one of the people Delilah trusted most in the world. Well, I don't know what to tell you. I may not remember a whole lot about that night, but I do remember that. Okay, I gotta go, Delilah said with a bit of panic as she started speed walking away. Try to remember more from that night. I'll be back tomorrow. The next day at school went by even slower than the day before.
She had a bunch of tests in the morning because it was the week before Thanksgiving and all of her teachers wanted to fit them in before the break. During lunch, she barely ate and she didn't speak much to Nikki. All she could think about was Mr. Evans. This was her dad's best friend. She had known him practically her entire life. He couldn't have possibly done anything to Bella, right? When the last period was over, she waited in the library until the after-school help hours finished. Many kids loved hanging out in his class during the after-school help session, and Delilah didn't want to risk any of them hearing what she was talking about. As she was waiting, she couldn't concentrate on anything. She was sitting there with her sweaty palms and tapping her foot until she could speak with Mr. Evans. She opened Mr. Evans' door. "Oh, hey, Delilah. What are you doing here so late?" "Okay, I need to ask you something, and you have to be honest with me. Listen, if this is about the case, I really don't want to talk about it, and if that's what this is about, you should just leave, because did you sell drugs to Bella Hart the night she disappeared?" "What? You heard me. Did you or did you not sell her drugs?" He sighed and sank further back in his chair. Delilah was still standing. "How'd you know?" "Did you kill her too?" Delilah's voice was a mixture of disappointment and anger. She so wanted to believe that it wasn't Mr. Evans. He quickly sat up and defensively raised his arms. No, I never would have done that. I was walking with her in the forest in the evening, and she bought them, and I gave them to her, and I left. And I promise, I did not do anything to her. How do I know you're not lying to me?" "Listen, I know what I did was wrong, but I promise." He stood up and looked Delilah directly in the eye. "I did not kill Bella Hart." "How do you get away with that with the cops?" "What? I've read all the interview transcripts, and not once did they ask you about the last time you saw her." "Well, they didn't know I was the last person to see her alive other than the killer." "Her friends didn't tell them?" "I guess they didn't know she was buying from me." Delilah believed him, despite everything she believed him. "Will you tell anyone?" She was conflicted. On the one hand, he hindered an investigation by not giving the police all the information he had, and he had been selling drugs to students. But on the other hand, she had known him her entire life and was her dad's closest friend. How could she turn him in? "I don't know," she said. He looked down. "Do you remember seeing anything else that night?" "Like what?" "Well, you said you saw her in the evening, and she said the sunset was really pretty, so let's say about 5:30 p.m. The autopsy revealed that her time of death was 6:17 p.m. She was killed shortly after you saw her, so you may have seen something in the woods." "This was 5 years ago, Delilah. I really don't remember. Anything out of place or strange or looked like it didn't belong?" He didn't say anything for a moment. "Oh, I did see a car driving the way I came from. I think it was blue. It was definitely pretty beat up, though. When I made it down the long stretch of road and was about to make the turn, the car was pulled over on the side of the road. I just figured it broke down, or it was Bella's friends or something. Even though your car was there, too." "And you didn't tell anybody?" "I didn't want to get in trouble." "Mr. Evans, a girl died." He didn't say anything, and Delilah scoffed. Delilah vaguely remembered a blue car from somewhere, but she couldn't put her finger on it. "Did you see the person inside? Was it a girl or a guy?" "I didn't see." "Okay." She started to walk out of the classroom. "So, are you going to tell anybody?" "I really don't know." Delilah didn't want to talk to him or look at him. She couldn't stay in that classroom any longer. She rushed out of the room and headed straight to the forest. Her Ouija board and candles were still in her car from the previous night. She summoned Bella and told her about Mr. Evans. They sat crisscross applesauce on the ground. "Do you believe him?" she asked. "Yeah, I do. Despite everything, he seemed genuine about not killing you." "Does he have an alibi?" Well, he lives a few towns over, so he must have still been driving if the meeting was at, like, 5:30. Oh, by the way, I did remember something today. So, as I was walking toward my car, which was, like, further down the street, parked on the side of the road, there was an owl in the tree. It was literally the cutest owl ever. It had huge eyes, and it was so small. Bella, focus. What does this have to do with the case? Right, sorry. But as I was walking, I remember seeing a lighter that looked like a penguin on the ground. Delilah froze. What? Yeah, I thought it was strange because how many people have lighters shaped like penguins, right? And so I walked further down to get to my car, but then I was like, you know, that penguin lighter is really cute. So I walked like 20 feet back the other way to get it, but when I went back to the place, it wasn't there. And I know it was the same place because there was this really pretty blue flower bush and it stood out since it was November. Bella, Delilah's voice was serious. Did you know someone named James? She was trying to think. He had black hair and glasses. His mom was, well, still is, a reporter. Oh, James. Yeah, I remember him. He asked me to the winter dance like a week before, but I said no because I was already going with my friends. Delilah didn't want to believe it. It could not be true. There was no way in any universe that this could be true. James would never kill anybody. He brings bugs outside instead of vacuuming them. Delilah had known him practically her whole life. She felt like her entire world was collapsing. First Mr. Evans and now James. Did he happen to drive a blue car? No, I don't think so. I'm pretty sure he still took the bus since he didn't have his own car. That was true. James didn't get his own car until college, but he could have rented it. Delilah quickly gathered up all her stuff. Where are you going in such a hurry? I need to warn my friend. Delilah sprinted out of the forest and immediately drove to Nikki's house. Since it was Friday night, the streets were pretty crowded. She finally arrived and texted Nikki that she was outside. There was no answer. She didn't want to ring the doorbell in case James was inside, but she needed to tell Nikki. She rang it and James answered. He had his usual bright smile on his face. Oh, hey, Delilah, come in. She hesitated initially, walked inside, and went to the kitchen island. So, what are you doing here? Is Nikki home? No, she's at the movies. Shoot, Delilah thought. She completely forgot that she had agreed to go to the movies with her today. Do you know when she'll be back? Well, she left about an hour ago, so probably not till another hour or so. Oh, I'll just come back then. Nonsense, we can watch something. He sat down on the couch. How about The Office? But you always watch that. She was trying her best to stay calm. And it's good every time. Time seemed still in that hour and a half Delilah was waiting for Nikki to return. Her hands were so sweaty and her heart was pounding. Could James really have done it? She thought. He couldn't have. There's no possible way he did. This is James we're talking about. Finally, they heard the door open and Nikki entered the kitchen. Hey, James, she said without looking over. Delilah quickly got up. Nikki. Nikki looked up. Delilah, what are you doing here? Can I talk to you outside, please? Why? She sounded slightly annoyed. It's urgent. She walked closer to Nikki, grabbed her hand, and pulled her outside. Once they got outside, Delilah shut the door. Nikki seemed more worried than annoyed now. What happened? Is everything okay? No. I think... She took a deep breath. I think James might have killed Bella. What? Nikki was very confused. Why on earth would you think that? Because of the evidence? Nikki raised her voice. What evidence? Bella said that she saw his lighter on the ground. This was like 30 minutes before she was killed. His penguin lighter? Delilah nodded. Well, how do you know it was his? Well, how many people have a penguin lighter? Plus, he asked her to the winter dance and she said no. Nikki scoffed. So you're accusing my brother of murdering his classmate because of what? She told him that she didn't want to go to the dance with him and because of a lighter? Delilah started rubbing her hand on Nikki's arm to comfort her.
Listen, I know it's hard to hear. I don't want to believe it either. James is like my brother too, but you have to look at the evidence and...
Just stop, Delilah! Stop! James isn't your brother. He's my brother. And I know him, and he would never, ever do something like that.
You can't argue with the evidence. Nikki yanked her arm away from Delilah.
Oh my gosh! You are so desperate to solve this case that you're trying to take very circumstantial evidence and use it to put the blame on somebody that you've known since first grade. You are throwing away your closest friendships to solve the murder of somebody who you didn't even know.
Just because I didn't know her doesn't mean her case is less important, and I'm not throwing away my closest friendships.
Well, you barely talk to me during lunch, and when you do, it's always about Bella. You never see me outside of school anymore, and now you're accusing my brother of killing somebody. So yeah, I would consider that throwing away your closest friendships.
We still see each other outside of school all the time, Delilah raised her voice.
Oh, like when you're accusing my brother of being a murderer? Or how about when I asked you to come to the movies with me tonight? You agreed, and then you never showed up.
I was distracted, okay? What could be so important that you forgot about your best friend?
I needed to visit Bella so she could tell me more about her last day so I can just figure out who killed her.
Nikki scoffed. Of course you were. Well, I'm glad to see that I've been replaced by a ghost. They stood in silence for a moment.
I think you should leave.
What?
Leave. Why?
I don't want you here, Delilah, okay? So you're just gonna stay here and pretend your brother isn't a suspect?
I would rather stay here with my brother who I know did not kill anybody, rather than with you. Don't talk to me until you learn how to be a good friend again.
She walked back inside her house and slammed the door.
Delilah angrily stomped back to her car. Learn how to be a good friend, she mocks.
I am being a good friend. I'm sorry that I don't want you to be killed, and I'm sorry I'm trying to get justice for Bella and her family. I guess that makes me a bad friend now.
Even though Delilah said this out loud, deep down she knew Nikki was right. She had let this case take over her life, but she needed to finish it. She felt like she was so close to the answer. Delilah kept thinking about what Mr. Evans and Bella had told her as she drove home. Even though James didn't own a blue car, he could have rented it. But she felt like she remembered that car. She knew she'd seen it somewhere, but she couldn't put her finger on it. Who do I know had a blue car like that?
Then it hit her. She made a quick, sharp U-turn and returned to Nikki's house. She rang the doorbell and Nikki answered.
Why are you back here?
She was clearly still upset.
Where's your mom? Delilah quickly asked.
Why?
I need to talk to her.
Why would I let you talk to her?
Because it's important to the case. Nikki laughed.
Of course it is.
She shut the door, but Delilah put her foot in the way.
Nikki, listen. I am sorry for being a horrible friend, and I can explain it to you all later, but I need to talk to your mom right now.
Nikki sighed.
Fine. She's in the kitchen.
Delilah entered. You have 5 minutes.
She headed towards the kitchen and Nikki followed. Mrs. Clements was cutting vegetables and glanced up.
Oh, hey, Delilah. How's it going, honey?
You saw Bella Hart on her last day, didn't you?
James paused the TV and turned around. She put the knife down.
Excuse me?
You were the one at the forest.
Delilah remembered the blue car.
Mrs. Clements had a car like that.
A few months after Bella's death, she sold it and bought a fancy new one.
I was never in the forest. I was working late that day.
Nikki interrupted. Are you serious, Delilah? First my brother, now my mom?
Delilah ignored her and focused her attention on Mrs. Clements. You had an old, worn-out blue car. I remember you drove me and Nikki to school in it sometimes.
Before Delilah and Nikki were old enough to take the bus, her dad usually drove them to school, but sometimes Nikki's mom drove them. Then, she didn't see the car in middle school once they started taking the bus, especially since it was always parked in the garage.
Now, she had a newer, fancier car.
I did? I don't remember having one. Maybe, like, a while ago.
You did.
I think you should leave, Nikki interrupted.
Mrs. Clements agreed.
Yes, you should leave, Delilah.
Not until you tell me what really happened that night.
Someone saw your car at the forest on the edge of town around the same time Bella was killed.
Well, it couldn't have been mine. Maybe somebody else had a car like that.
No one in town has a car even remotely similar to that.
Do you know every car that every person in this town owns?
No, but this town isn't exactly big, and you're the only person I've seen with that kind of car.
Well, it wasn't me. I was working late.
Why?
My boss needed me to come up with a better story.
Well, why did you have the Penguin lighter?
I needed to see.
So, you did have James's Penguin lighter that night, then?
Well, I guess I just accidentally grabbed it.
You accidentally grabbed it from his room?
I needed to see where I was going so nothing would be traced back to me, she yelled, then immediately covered her mouth.
Delilah and Nikki were in shock. James stood up and said,
What?
Kids, go upstairs.
Why did he say nothing would be traced back to you? Nikki asked.
Mrs. Clemens started pacing.
Fine, Delilah. I guess you win. I killed her.
But why? Delilah asked.
Because I would have lost my job. I was the best reporter there was in this town. My stories were great, well-written, informative. But my boss thought the things I was reporting on were getting too boring and redundant. He said that people were tired of my perspective and that he would just replace me with new talent. He said I had to come up with an exciting story by the end of the week or I would be fired. I stayed up late, but nothing exciting ever happens in this town. I was driving around trying to find something thrilling to report on when I saw Bella walking on the side of the street.
You killed someone just so you wouldn't be fired?
Nikki was disgusted.
Oh, honey, if I was fired, then where would I work? We would have run out of money and have no place to live.
Mom, you could have worked in so many other places if you were fired.
Not anywhere I would have wanted to work.
Her voice was oddly calm considering the situation.
But now we're rich.
After the murder, Mrs. Clements was the first reporter on the scene. She had written a book on it and had done several stories about it. Because of all the views she brought in, she even got a raise on top of the money from the book.
Mom, that is so not okay, James yelled.
Would you rather us be poor?
Yes, Nikki and James said at the same time.
Mrs. Clements turned to Delilah.
Thanks a lot, Delilah. Now my children hate me because of you.
They hate you because you're an awful person who murdered an innocent girl.
How'd you figure it out?
I mean, not even the police could.
I'm not telling you.
Well, anyways, I hope you're finally happy. You solved it.
She clapped her hands and went back to cutting the vegetables.
Nikki and James looked at each other, confused.
You do know that I'm going to tell the police, right?
Oh, go ahead.
What?
Well, I didn't leave any evidence there, so it's my word against yours. And who will the police believe? A successful news reporter or a teenager in high school?
Yeah, well, thankfully, I voice recorded the whole thing.
Delilah pulled out her phone and smiled.
Mrs. Clemens gripped the knife tighter and slowly looked up.
What?
Nikki whispered to Delilah.
Run.
Nikki, James, and Delilah ran to the door and Mrs. Clemens ran after them. They quickly opened the car and Delilah started to drive, but when they got to the gates, they were closed.
What's the password? Delilah yelled.
It's my birthday, James said.
Nikki typed it in with her shaky fingers, but the gates didn't open.
Why isn't it opening?
She must have changed it, James said.
Mrs. Clemens was now walking, not running, but she was getting closer.
How?
It's connected to her phone. Is that really important right now, Nikki?
Let's just climb the fence, Delilah said.
They started to climb, but their feet kept slipping. Finally, James and Nikki made it over. Mrs. Clemens was only about 50 feet away now.
Listen, Delilah said to Nikki through the gates.
She grabbed her hands.
You guys need to go.
What? We're not going to leave you here.
You need to. I can't climb it. I'll never make it over in time. She took her phone from her pocket and handed it to Nikki. Take this, go to the nearest house, and call my dad from there, okay? Delilah, I am not leaving you.
Mrs. Clements was getting closer.
Nikki, listen to me. You were the greatest best friend anybody could have. I'm so sorry that I was being such an awful friend, and I shouldn't have ignored you like that. And I wish I could give you a better... I wish I could give you a better apology than this, but we don't exactly have time for that.
James was fidgeting behind them and motioning with his hands for them to speed up.
Delilah, want to hurry up and climb the fence? Psychotic murderer is approaching!
He was too panicked to focus on their conversation.
I love you so much, and you need to do this. I'll hold her back for you.
Tears started forming in Nikki's eyes.
I'll be fine, Delilah's voice cracked as she said it.
They hugged through the fence.
I love you too.
James saw that and walked to the fence.
What's going on?
Delilah is staying behind.
What? No!
I can't climb the fence, James. She looked back and Mrs. Clements was about 30 feet away.
No, I'll stay behind. She won't hurt me.
Hopefully.
There isn't any time. Just trust me. I'll hold her back for you.
James didn't say anything.
Just please, whatever happens to me, make sure she doesn't get away.
James was now tearing up. He picked up a stick and quickly gave it to Delilah. Here. Thanks for being the best honorary little sister, he whispered to her.
You are so much more fun than Nikki sometimes.
And don't you dare die, because I heard that you accused me of killing Bella, so we need to discuss that. Delilah sniffled and laughed a little. Nikki and James started to run away, but hesitated and turned back towards Delilah.
She said, go. I'll be okay.
They then quickly ran away with tears filling their eyes. Delilah turned around and saw Mrs. Clements was now 10 feet away. All she remembers is Mrs. Clements screaming, holding up the knife, and then everything went black.
Delilah awoke to bright fluorescent lights and an immense pain all over her body. She tried to sit up and groaned.
Delilah's dad was fidgeting with his hands and tapping his foot. Nikki and James were sleeping on two of the chairs. When he noticed Delilah moving, he immediately stood up.
Nikki, James, he tapped them on the shoulder.
He went over to Delilah as Nikki and James woke up. Once Delilah's vision focused, she said,
Dad?
Take it easy, he replied. She tried moving her hand, but lifting it even an inch hurt.
What happened?
Nikki and James were now on the edge of the bed, too.
You were stabbed, like a lot, James said.
What?
If it makes you feel better, you have a pretty epic story to tell people how you got those scars. Plus, you were legally dead for like 30 seconds, so it makes it even cooler.
Gee, thanks, James.
How are you feeling? Her dad asked.
Oh, I'm doing great. She was being very sarcastic.
We got the message to your dad.
They arrested her.
Okay, good.
I don't know why she didn't just flee immediately. She was so busy attacking you that they literally found her in the next town over. And she didn't even kill you either. So it's definitely a lose-lose situation for her.
Focusing on all the wrong things here, James, Nikki said.
Just trying to update her and cheer her up, James defensively said.
How long was I out for?
A few days, her dad said. I'm gonna go get the doctor.
Glad you're alive, Nikki said. I genuinely do not know how I would have lived without you.
Taking that as I'm forgiven?
She nodded. I am really sorry, Nikki. I shouldn't have done that to you.
It was a really sucky thing to do, but it's water under the bridge now.
Especially considering what happened. You know, my mother trying to murder you and stuff.
Hey, could you do something for me?
What?
Well, I don't know when I'm gonna get out of here, but could you tell Bella we caught her killer?
Yeah, sure.
And since she'll probably cross over since her murder was solved, tell her goodbye for me.
course.
Delilah ended up telling her dad about Mr. Evans.
He confessed right away, and he had no previous charges, so he got a lesser sentence. None of the police officers knew how Delilah ended up catching Mrs. Clements, and when they asked her, she just said, "You guys were just talking to all the wrong people." Bella was able to cross over and relate this message to Delilah. "Thanks for giving me someone new to talk to for the first time in 5 years. Oh, and thanks for catching my killer, too." When Delilah heard that, she laughed. Since Bella's parents no longer lived in the town, the police tracked them down and notified them. They were happy to finally receive some closure. Mrs. Clements is definitely getting what she deserves in prison and is not getting out for a very long while. James graduated med school, top of his class, and as for Nikki and Delilah, they graduated high school, went to the same college, and both got their degrees in criminology. The end. So, that was my second story of this podcast, Obsessed with a Ghost. I know I am not the best at doing titles, but I am trying my best. So yeah, a bit of a fun twist on a murder mystery, because, you know, all of the murder mysteries I've watched, people don't really, I've never seen somebody contact a ghost to see who murdered them, and so I thought it would be kind of a cool concept to work around, and the first original idea was, like, having the ghost immediately tell who did it, and then Delilah would have to just try and collect evidence, but I feel like that kind of, like, takes away a lot of the suspense that you usually get with a typical murder mystery. But, yeah, I hope you guys liked it. This was the first time I've ever written a murder mystery, so I'm sorry if it's not, like, the best murder mystery you've ever heard, but it's my first time, and I'm working on it. My question, did you guys know who the killer was gonna be? I know it's kind of like I feel like looking back, maybe it was kind of obvious, but, hopefully it was still entertaining for you guys. And yeah, let me know what your thoughts are. If you liked this episode or like the podcast, please leave a 5-star review and a comment. That would be very much appreciated. And go follow the Instagram at Lost in the Stars Podcast. Instead of spaces, there's periods. So you can, you know, talk about your thoughts on what you thought and get updates on it. And I also post the vibes of each story. And yeah. So please subscribe, leave a rating, leave a comment, follow the Instagram. And I hope you guys have a lovely week. See you in 2 more Mondays. Thank you. Bye.